always, Christina Manenti with your worldwide news update. Republicans appear set to possibly win control of both chambers of Congress, though the majority for the House of Representatives has yet to be determined. If they do, it will give Republicans sweeping powers for the first time since 2017 to push through a broad agenda that also includes spending cuts and energy deregulation.
Let me also express my tremendous appreciation for Susie and Chris.
President-elect Donald Trump named Susie Wiles, the manager of his victorious campaign, as his White House chief of staff. On Thursday, she would be the first woman to hold the influential role. Wiles doesn't have much federal government experience, but she has a close relationship with Trump and is credited with bringing discipline to the campaign. European leaders on Friday gathered in the shadow of Donald Trump's election victory and said they agreed on the need to take more responsibility for their security and rely less on the United States. The future of Ukraine aid is among major questions facing the EU after Trump's win, with the region struggling to put on a united front with its two biggest powers, Germany, whose government just fell apart, and France, politically weakened. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban made no secret of where he stood on Ukraine on a radio show on Friday. The Americans will quit this war. First of all, they will not encourage the war. They will not say that war is a good thing. People say many things about Donald Trump, even those who do not like him, but nobody doubts one thing, which is that he will not start a war. Trump's relationship with many of his European peers was rocky for much of his first term. Since then, he has said he would not defend European allies unless they meet NATO targets on defense spending, expressed skepticism about the scale of U.S. support for Ukraine, and has proposed tariffs on imports that would hurt European manufacturers. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights